Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 19th of June, recording at 5:42 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights of the day in here. The Asian stock markets, I was going to say mixed, but I think a little more on the downside than on the upside. European stock markets started off softer but firmed for the most part. I see the Italian MIB was an exception in here. And we did have some pretty good gains earlier on in the day, but then Wall Street came in and drifted a bit. Wall Street's down slightly as I speak. And in the government bonds, soft in here again. And in currencies, the dollar firm in here once again. That's brought the metal prices lower, and oil and natural gas are also easier. I think most of the commodities that I'm talking about now, soft commodities I've looked at, also a little bit easier in here today. Okay, so what's going on here as far as these stock markets are concerned? Well, we're still very much in this medium-term correction. And I do feel that we're moving into the apathy stage that I mentioned a bit earlier on. That would hardly be surprising. We've had some pretty heavy activity. It has brought markets down, or I should say volatile activity. And it has brought markets back down to levels where I think a lot of people will quite rightly conclude that it's too late to sell down here, and it's probably also too soon to be buying. If you buy, and I want to put that in perspective though, if one were to buy today, would we feel badly about it over the next few weeks, next two or three months? Quite possibly. On the other hand, would we feel reasonably satisfied a year from now? I think so. 2 years from now, I think we'd be very happy. So I do want to put that in perspective. I think this is no more than a medium-term consolidation. I don't think that the rally that we started to see last week from midweek, it really has that much in the way of legs. And again, as I said, I think we are entering the apathy phase where markets just range quietly for a while. Now, I am still getting a lot of emails coming in. And incidentally, some of the more extreme ones are not from subscribers, but from people who I own and I classify as pre-subscribers. Those are people who've signed up for the free comment of the day, the abbreviated comment of the day. And you know, they're talking about deflation and severe recession and parallels with 29 and so on. Well, I tend to regard that as very much a contrary indicator. So I really do want to emphasize my stance here. I do not envisage anything more than a medium-term correction. If I'm proven to be complacent by markets, then I feel it will be because central banks way overreact in terms of the extent to which they move interest rates higher. That's possible, but that would be quite a blunder. We've had central bank blunders in the past, but I'm not in the business of forecasting central bank blunders, and I think they're smarter than that, or ought to be. We will see. You sometimes have problems because central bankers are not necessarily market people. And if they're too much on the academic side, I don't think they're going to have the same understanding, certainly not of behavioral market influences in here that every surviving investor soon develops. Okay. Moving on to government bonds. The fact that they're soft in here, the fact that the rallies petered out really almost before the stock market rallies commenced, it may well be sending a message that central banks won't like. In other words, central banks would have been happier to see the bond markets rallying regarding bond markets as a lead indicator on inflation pressures. Certainly, if we see bond futures start to break the lows that we've seen over the last couple of months, yields moving up higher in the short term, in other words, that may cause some further problems for both central bankers and for markets. And right now, I'm an agnostic in terms of what those bonds are going to do in the short term, but on a very long-term basis, I have written and talked extensively about a secular bear market in government bonds. But these are the early, very early sort of slow years of that secular phase. So, in the short term, as I say, I remain an agnostic in terms of what happens, but I do think it will be important. Bonds rally, then there's less pressure on central banks to raise rates. They would be happy about inflationary pressures subsiding somewhat. Bonds weaken, they could be forgiven for interpreting it differently. Okay, now those metal prices, those commodity prices that had worried them a fair amount, are not really doing much on the upside. They rallied a little bit in the second half of last week, but are easier in here today. And I would expect sort of quiet activity, ranging activity. People may well conclude the same thing about gold and silver that I said about stock markets, fallen too far to sell longs. And I think probably a lot of the leveraged positions have been shaken out, and people with money may conclude that there's no hurry to go rushing back into these markets. So we get a quiet, comparatively dull phase. My own view, if you bought gold or silver in here today, would you regret it tomorrow? Or say next month, possibly. Would you be pleased with those positions a year from now? I think almost certainly. And 2 years from now, well, we'd probably be delighted. So I think that there's an even stronger case for these than for most stock markets generally, in my view. And looking elsewhere, oil. I mentioned that today. I put it in the interesting charts. Again, I maintain that oil is in a secular bull market overall, but with crude hovering around this $69 level, NYMEX, it is testing that some lateral trading in the bottom side of its recent range. Needs an upward dynamic to reaffirm that overall upward trend rather than a more lengthy corrective phase. And I think that's pretty much it, folks. So I'll wrap and say all the best.